So yesterday I was at church. I said to the preacher, he was talking, he's a first cousin of mine by marriage. I asked him, I said, Paul, do you know if anybody's got a grist mill? Said, yeah. He said, my son-in-law, it's not a real sure what they call a grist mill, but it's a feed mill, but it's got fine paint and you can grind grits on it. It pulled it with a little electric motor. I said, well, I got some good white corn and I'd sure like to get a hold of some homemade grits and meal again. He said, just shell it and get it dry and bring it over. And we'll just go over there and if he's at home all right, and if he's not, we'll just grind our grits and meal anyway. I said, all right. So last night he called me. He said, Elmer?
Yeah.
Jimmy was over this afternoon and I asked him about it.
My son-in-law.
He said,
not
yes, sir, bring all the corn on over there and grind it that you wanted to. He didn't know how good a meal you could make, but he knew you could make some of the best grits you ever eat. I used to operate a grist mill, you know.
You did?
Oh, up there before we burned out. We burned out in March the 4th in 1944. We burned to the ground. Had a big grist mill there. Ground grits and meal. 24 hours a day. Went around the clock. Got it during wartime, you know. You couldn't get grits and meal. And I wouldn't let nobody have over a quarter's worth of grits or a quarter's worth of meal at
the
time. Because I couldn't grind it. I was grinding around the clock. I'd shut off at 4 o'clock in the morning. Let them rocks cool.
Oh,
those old big Flint rocks
out.
Got out of France, you know.
Burned
that's
out
where they come from.
And March the 4th in 1944.
I went to North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And
burned to the ground.
Had a big grist mill there.
Ground grits and meal.
Boy, you could grind grits and meal.
24 hours a day.
I made as much as two round trips a day and night.
And I
have woken
back. Have over a quarter foot
hauling corn. I used to haul it. Go up there. Old Winston Rogers. I'd buy corn for him. He had a big sheller and all that. And that was his business. And I'd tell him to have me 150 bags of corn ready for in the morning. I'd be there. Well, I'd get up and leave Plant City way before daylight. And I'd be in there by 7 o'clock a little after. Of course, I was taking the back roads and I was rawhide.
I made as much as
you rawhide.
Two round trips.
Okay. Get up and load. Be back in Platte Liable 12 o'clock and unload. Turn right around and go back. Tell him to have a load ready. I'd be back at 7 o'clock that evening. Mm-hmm. Well, he'd hold his crew right there. He'd load that 150 bags on there and I'd come on in.
And I'd have 150 bags of corn ready.
Boys in charge there and just keep that mill a turning. Keep it turning, trying to keep grits and meal. And we never could get ahead. The only time we'd get a little bit of leadway, and that didn't last but a few hours, was that whenever we'd close at 6 o'clock, then we wouldn't sell nobody else anything else.
Go right around and go back.
And then grind right on to 4 o'clock the next morning. And then shut it off. Go and get a hour sleep or two, get a little breakfast and back on the job. I worked at my job. I didn't load around no time.
Is there a word for the corn that you can take the mill at one time? Is there a name for the amount of corn you take to a mill at one time?
Mm-mm, no, just shell you a sack full of corn or a part of a sack, whatever you want. It depends on your family. Mm-hmm. That's the way they do it. Man had a family of 3 or 4, he'd bring maybe 50 pounds of corn at a time. Part of it go into grits, part of it meal. And they could come back any day they wanted to, you know. Come to mill as often as they wanted to.